Shane Malgorath, second race with Club MX. You made a bike switch in the middle of the year from a steel-framed Husqvarna to the aluminum-framed backwards motor Yamaha. Yep. I feel like there couldn't be a bigger jump for a rider to get used to.
Yes. It's honestly, I was maybe a little overconfident with... I mean, I've been on the Yamaha before with Star, and I would say it's similar characteristics, but I didn't spend too much time on a 450, so it's it kind of hit me in the mouth a little bit last weekend, and every lap last weekend, like the first three laps, I'm like, dude, I can't see, it's dusty, I don't have a feel on the track, so I kind of just went backwards the first couple laps, and then it's like, all right, just start picking up speed, and not riding that great, but every moto and every session I do on it, I'm getting better. So
I feel like I wasn't at Unadilla, but I watched lap times and all that. I feel like today was a much better day. Even maybe the results didn't show it, but you were in the mix at least.
Yeah, no, I've told a few people, like last weekend I was riding around, and this weekend I raced a little bit, so... I'm looking to continue that progression. It's just, it's humbling for sure.
You were going to do your own thing on Yamaha, from what I understand, and then these guys reached out. That must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, so we were going to buy Chisholm's spare bike on the Rock River Semi. And everything lined up. We just had to wire him the money. And then the deal with Club came up on a Friday. We were supposed to fly to California next Saturday morning. And so we kind of waited it out, the Club deal. We're like, kind of like, yeah, we can make it work. So went to Club on Sunday, canceled our flights, and, got on the bike a little bit. And
you like the bike?
I do. Yeah. It's overall so far, like I have a pretty good feeling on it. It's just trying to go out there and race it. That's where, like that top 10%, that's where I don't have that yet. Yeah.
You've won here before. It's been a good track for you. Yep. What'd you think today? Does that help you a little bit, even though?
Yes and no. It's I would say kind of like last weekend. Like some parts of the track, I feel super good. Like some of the more technical, slower sections, it's like, dude, I'm like whipping through there. And other parts, I'm like I feel super awkward. So I would say yes and no. I'm doing a lot of following to try to, like, get up to speed and kind of, like, figure it out that way, but, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Club guys from, like, amateur days? I don't even know. Like, I know you're from around that area, but did you ride there? Do you know Brandon and everybody?
Yeah, so I've known Brandon since 2011 when I first went to Club. The rest of the team is all new. I've just recently met them.
Facility is pretty impressive from the last time you were there.
Yeah, it so when I was there, we had a shop, we had a fitness center, we had a I helped build the clubhouse, the cafe, and the buildings we had there then were like, dude, this stuff is awesome, like pretty big, and now the new buildings like swallow those ones, so it's like, dude, this place, and that Brandon bought another 100 acres, so it's pretty crazy.
For the first time in the fall, I was pretty impressed.
I mean, to be that far out there, it's a commitment. But dude, it's been super good, just in 2.5 weeks. So I really like it. That's kind of how I grew up a little bit, like small town, and
Rick Ware, Yamaha for you for World Supercross?
Yes, pretty excited about that. We just signed our contract yesterday, and I'm really.
250, really? Right?
250, yeah. So it's I'm trying to get my feet back under me, and Rick was like, dude, I want to go. I want to be a world champion, and he's like, whatever that looks like, I don't care. So we already knew Kenny was kind of coming over, and it's like, I don't think I'm going to beat Kenny. So I was like, we can do a 250 class, and he was like, it doesn't matter that your deal's the same, whether 250 or 450, and it's like, all right, and I got to kind of put the stuff together. So
pretty good last time on a Yamaha 250. So cool. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.